Hey, I'm Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Join us for the Lowe's floor event and find tons of great options for under $1 per square foot, like Marfil ceramic tile for only 88 cents per square foot, or in-stock Stainmaster carpets starting at only 98 cents per square foot. Also, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Flooring offer valid through 8/1/11 while supplies last. Special financing offer valid through 7/25/11 and cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Bounce and Speaks Radio. I am your host, Shorta Pierre, and it is Wednesday, July 20th. Tonight on my Artist Spotlight Series, I welcome singer and songwriter Chris Turner. Reigning from the Bay Area, he has toured with Bilal, singing background vocals for him, as well as releasing his own songs here and there. With a soulful melodic voice that captivates many, Chris gives us an up-close and personal look into his life on tour musically and at home. Join in our discussion at 347-202-0591. Chris, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, first and foremost, for joining me. I was really excited to hear that you were available.
Yes, I am. I'm happy to be with you guys today. Just here to spread the word about my music, about love, about romance. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, yes. Speaking of love, I know you coined yourself as the love child. Where did that initially come from or start off at?
It started off with the birth of my daughter, actually, 2009, January 15th, actually. I had the privilege of becoming a father, and I am a father. I'm a young father. I'm 26 years old, and she's just been the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and that's kind of what got me at least taking a brief pause from doing background. At the time, I was singing and touring with Sean Kingston all around the world, and I had her, and she just gave me the motivation to stop, because I really wanted to just be in her life and to be a father. And that time is when I started creating the album, and it started off as an EP, and now it's an album, and we're working on trying to figure out when we want to drop it and the singles and stuff. But that's where Love Child came from my daughter Amor.
So her name is Amor, because I saw your Tumblr link and it said amorchild.tumblr.com, and I'm like, okay, that's beautiful. I was trying to figure it out. And, I definitely got those vibes from your songs, went on to your band camp. And, for the following that you do have, a lot of people know that you've done background vocals for Bilal and Sean Kingston. You know, how did those relationships form with meeting them and being able to be background vocalist for them?
Well, I mean, coming from Oakland, California, when I came to New York, I came on a music scholarship to the New School University, their jazz and contemporary music program, and that's where I met Bilal. He was actually a former student there with people like Robert Glasper and Tiambe Lockhart, and basically, he just kind of took me under his wing, like at a very early time, just meeting him, just because he's just that cool of a dude. And a few years later, I started to get some vocal instruction from him. I was able to study with whoever I wanted to, and he was already a friend and an idol, and just wanted to pick his brain. So we would spend lessons just chilling in his car. Like he would give me assignments, like pick the most random music you've never heard before and make a playlist for me that's going to blow me away. I don't want to hear anything I've ever heard before. And so I would go to the library and just search and just come up with these crazy mixtapes that I got to ask him if he has any, because I need those in my life now. But Basically, he just opened me up because I had been studying music my whole life, classical, opera, spirituals, gospel music, everything. So when I came to New York, I was really searching to open my horizons and just become really a well-rounded musician. He helped me do that. He helped me do that.
That's cool that you said that y'all met and then he just kind of took you under his wing, because I know obviously you've been doing a lot of touring with him, and when I think of Allow, I think about, you know, when I think about the throwback song, when I first heard that you did Dr. Rebel Kush with Allow, I'm like, oh my gosh, that song's so sister. Like, I need that in my life. You know, I mean, when you think about Allow, like, for those that do follow him, you think about the type of caliber that he brings to that genre of music, and I definitely hear that with some of your songs. And speaking of the album, you know, were you pursuing being just your own artist, or did you know that you want to start off like maybe getting your foot wet or your feet wet with an artist and then transitioning into doing your own thing?
Oh no, like that's the thing. I've been wanting to do my own thing and have been since I was about 4 years old. But like, I'm going back to my daughter and being a young father, when I took that year off of not touring and I was, you know, doing gigs here and there in New York, but for real, like it hurt so much financially, and it really like opened my eyes. And being a father, the responsibility I have, you know, as a man and as a dad, you know, to provide. So I told B, and at first he didn't want me to be singing background for him, because, you know, he has belief in my talent, you know, and wants to see me do. But he made me try out, and I beat all the people out, you know, fair and square, because I needed it, you know. And he's my idol, so I can't have it any other way. But when I am off, I'm trying to get shows in. I'm trying to record and make sure that my wave doesn't die down. I'm gonna get this music going, and eventually I can tour and tour with my own music and as my own artist, and maybe on a tour with Bilal. That'd be awesome.
Right. You know. Of course, I definitely see that happening, especially with the strong relationship that you all have. Do you see, or have you ever thought there's been, you know, I guess, challenges and drawbacks of being a backup singer?
Maybe in the beginning, there was definitely challenges. It was a different situation. It was a pop situation where I'm dealing with an artist who he became like a little big brother to me, like Sean Kingston. I met him, he was 16 years old. You know, beautiful girls had just hit like the radio waves, and like it blew up, and I got to witness that and experience that firsthand, just doing every TV show from the Today Show to TRL, like before there was no more TRL, at 106 in Park. And I guess I'll say this because, like, you really get the itch, especially like when you're behind the scenes and you know you can like contribute to this music world and give something to the fans, and the fans are hearing me as well, because I had a large role as far as to what needed to be heard back then. He's definitely grown as an artist and a singer now, and actually I can say that I was his voice teacher while on the road for a while.
Okay.
So we have a great relationship, and actually shout out to him because he was in an accident a little while ago, and he's doing much better now. And shout out to Sean. But yeah, that probably was really hard for me, just being around everyone from Sean to, we were on tour with Gwen Stefani and Chris Brown and all these people, and you try to let them know, but it's hard if no one is really co-signing you, or you know, it wasn't that kind of love initially. And maybe you could blame that on his age, because he was really young. He's a little older now. But yeah, that was a little difficult for me, and that's probably why I took a break. Besides my daughter, it's just, you know, it made me really want to put my energy and my time into getting my music out.
And speaking of your music, you know, definitely hoping to hear of you know, you dropping an LP soon. I got a chance to listen to Liquid Love and Sticky Green, and you know, and I know the music industry does their best to label everybody and put them in a box and package them, but I really get this, you know, soulful vibe from you. I mean, it was almost to the point of, like, some of them, I mean, I think Sticky Green to me sounded really Bilal-esque, and that's a great compliment, because I'm like, whoa, I love his voice. Like, you were just pulling in, you know, as far as, like, your inspiration, your musical, your influences. Where did you pull from when you're writing your own music for Chris?
Well, I guess it started with my dad. Like, my dad, he's a singer, and he actually, his name is Preston Turner. He's out in the Bay Area. My mom, my dad, I love them if they're listening. And he's been singing his whole life, and I don't know, I was raised in the club almost. Like, I sang in front of an audience at a club when I was like 4 years old, and that just started. It started just like the music juices just got me. Like talent shows, like after four years old on every year until there were no more talent shows to win, and then I was singing, you know, classical music with the Houston Opera Company at like 9. I really appreciate my parents, because coming from Oakland, California, you can really get caught in the wrong thing with the wrong people. But they saw that I loved to sing and I loved music, so they just put me in all the music programs that I could be in without, you know, doing poorly in school. And it really helped me, because, you know, I met a lot of different people, and it exposed me to a lot of music, and it just kept me, it kept me focused on my passion and my goal. So now I'm like in a really fun part in my life, because I'm like a new artist, so, you know, I can have fun with my style. I'm not really pigeoned that much when it comes to the music that I put out. Anything I do is soulful, but, you know, like, I'm in a group called Eerie Maj. We just put out our first single on iTunes. One of my best friends, Jamiah Williams, he's a world-renowned drummer, it's his band. And the music, that to me is like world jazz almost, because it's jazz, but there's soul, there's hip-hop, there's rock, there's all this that you don't know how to label it. And I feel like my music is like world soul, and it's very similar. So, yeah, I'm just having fun. I'm having fun, and that's something that I learned from Bilal. Just you have to have fun, and you have to enjoy it, because sometimes school can take that some of that fun out, and you it's like when you get out, you have to find it again.
Now, you know, what is your take currently on the state of, for lack of a better genre title, soul and R&B today?
Man, it's weird, because there's the R&B that is out. Like, I don't classify it as R&B, but I still listen to and respect a lot of the people that put out, you know, R&B. I mean, now R. Kelly to me is R&B, but then I also look at it like a lot of the R&B today is really like pop, and then say the soul to me is really R&B, or at least that's what it was maybe it's like in the 70s or the 80s when you consider, you know, R&B artists like Al Green or Marvin Gaye or, you know,
right.
Like, they weren't considered soul artists. They were soulful. But it's like now artists artists similar to that now are considered soul artists and not R&B artists. It's kind of taken a different way. So I don't know. I guess I make a little bit of both, R&B, soul. I mean, you can't be an R&B artist without being soulful.
It is funny because when the moment that you said that, the first thing I thought about is what people consider R&B, you know. And these are artists that I listen to as well. Like, when I think about Trey Songz and,
right,
you know, you're
right.
Brown. But the thing is, again, it goes back to the industry, the machine wanting to box people in. So they're calling them R&B, but if you were to listen to how you said Al Green and Aretha Franklin, like,
right.
That's not the same perspective of what most people may consider R&B. So I definitely agree with you. It's just, it gets so difficult really trying to put people in a box, you know, because now at this point, with you being your own artist, you have to think about how you want to be received, you know.
Right.
Have you thought about that? Like, how have you thought about how you are going to stand out amongst the quote-unquote clutter of music from pop to R&B to whatever they want to call it?
Right, right. Well, you know, one thing that I think is different about what I do is that I don't know. It's funny because a lot of the people that are out that are soul artists are 10 years older than me and more. So first off, I feel like my demographic could be a lot younger, but the music that I do appeals to any age. It's just a matter of getting the listeners. But I think we're on the right track. I think we're on the right track. It's so hard to really categorize what I do. I just try to make good music. I try not to leave anything emotionally, what I'm feeling like, behind. Like, I just try to give you all of me. And I think that's just what makes soul music, you know. Sometimes it's a lot of songs that can make you bob your head, but they don't make you feel anything. I try to make you feel something.
And that's so funny that you said feel, because that's so true about feeling. I mean, I listened to the cover that you did of Kiss of Life with Sade, and when my dad had me listening to Sade when I was younger, so that album was really my album, and then that was one of my favorite songs, and I'm like, wow, you know, it just really, really made me feel happy. I connected with it alone because I already loved that song. So to hear someone else.
I do too.
Yeah, and so I definitely understand where you're coming from as far as feelings, and I think that's so important, just to kind of cut through what everyone is quote unquote listening to. And speaking of listening to, who are some of the artists that you're listening to these days?
A lot of friends, a lot of people who I want to be friends with, Little Dragon, my friend Jenna Bell. I'm actually going to go see one of, we both love this lady, Emily King. She just released her album, I believe last week. She's a part of this romantic movement with myself and Jesse Boykins and
yes.
Mello X and Mara Ruby. Who's also from Oakland, like me. I always listen to Bilal. I listen to a lot of older stuff, like the Ohio Players, Sly and the Family Stone, Curtis Mayfield. I don't know. Not too many. King. I love King. They're out of L.A. / Minneapolis, they're really dope.
The three ladies, right?
What'd you say?
You're talking about those three ladies?
Yeah.
I started hearing about them too.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I listen to, I don't know. you got to inspire me for me to have you in my iPod. So I like, and there's some hip hop in there because I love hip hop, you know. But I guess I'm real picky when it comes to singers. There's always the ones like NDIRE and D'Angelo and Lauryn Hill, but I guess new ones. There's a couple. Miguel's cool. I like Miguel. Miguel's dope. Like, I've liked him since Sure Thing back in like 07.
Yes, and obviously we caught on to that song really late because he wrote that years ago.
I love good music. I love sharing good music. You know, I just met Kendrick Lamar yesterday. He's great. Hopefully we can get a collab. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I've learned a little bit more about him as well. I don't know too much about him. I've heard a couple of his things, but I know he's buzzing too.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar. So that would be a nice collab. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Right.
So I love how you said you have to inspire me to be on my iPod, and that's so real. That's hilarious. Do you know as far as release date or time frame of a Chris Turner Love Movement LP?
Yes. Well, the Love Child, I'm like hoping that we get it out by November, and before November, I would give you I'm trying to drop Liquid Love on iTunes. Actually, the official version. What you heard was a great version. It was the first draft, as I call it. When I heard the Stuyvesant's track, and I had my boy Jeremy Most play guitar over it, and Mellow X chopped it up. But now I've gone back in the studio and we've gotten a live version for you, and it's banging. So I'm gonna drop that in September along with a video. I'm gonna be back on 106 in Park to drop that off, and then I'm gonna hit you with my second single, and then my third single before the album comes out in November. So I'm gonna give you some stuff real soon. I just wanted to make sure I gave you quality over quantity, and didn't just rush it.
No, I'm looking. Oh wow, so you already have a schedule planned out, like boom, boom, bam.
a little bit. My little plan, so I could try to take over the world. I just wanna. I've been all over the world with a lot of artists, and it just there's no other feeling like performing. You know, say on the water in where were we, in Montreux, Switzerland, at the Montreux Jazz Festival, or actually I got to, for the first time last month, I was in Italy in San Remo with the band Irimond that I told you. Yeah, it was phenomenal, and I was, you know, lead singer, the only vocalist with Irimond, and we're performing in front of hundreds of Italians, you know, giving them our music, and there's no feeling like that. That's what I aspire to do. I mean, I'm doing it now. I can't. Last year, I was telling myself, don't say try anymore. Say you're doing it, and I can say
exactly,
I'm doing it.
Exactly. Yes, because you have to claim it as if you are receiving it. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I dig that. So now that we know the LP is coming out later on this year, when you're not immersed in music, what are you doing?
Man, I'm being a dad. I literally, if I'm home, I'm cooking breakfast for my girls. Then maybe going to the park, taking her to the park. I love to cook. I love being a father. I guess one of my guilty pleasures is I love playing video games. You might catch me on NBA 2K beating somebody up. They don't like me. They don't like me. But I'm just a normal guy from the Bay who I love singing, and I really took it serious as far as developing my craft. So, you know, I'm a serious singer. I'm not, you know, just a, oh, I like to sing and I think I look cute so I can do this. No, I'm no gimmicks here. No gimmicks here.
Now, what are the ways that we can keep in touch with you? Because I'm definitely going to be following you with your video and music and everything.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, you can catch me on Twitter, definitely at LoveChildCC. On my Facebook, facebook.com/ChrisTurnerMusic. Like you said, my Tumblr is amorechild.tumblr.net. And that's where I'm starting to document my travels with Bilal and with myself as an artist, as a young father. So I just got a camera, so you'll definitely see the progression as far as the quality of videos and pictures. But bear with me, it's fun. And yeah, I would also like you to check out Erimaj. That's E-R-I-M-A-J. And I'm really excited because this album is coming out before mine. Our first single came out a few weeks ago called Conflict of a Man, and we just shot the video last week, directed by Tiambe Lockhart and Tone, and it's going to be phenomenal. I'm really excited about this project, and that's why I am not too bummed about not having some more music of mine out, because, you know, Erimaj is a very special project. But yeah, I'm sorry, I've been going in.
Because I thought you said Erimaj at first, and I'm like, oh, Erimaj.
Yeah, Erimaj. It's actually Jemiah's name spelled backwards, and yeah, it's about five of us in the group, and yeah, they're my brothers, and we're really making something that what the New York Times said something along the lines of a part of something bigger, but they still couldn't name what it was or where we were going, and that's what we like to do. We like to do.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that, and I know you all, because you have an album on iTunes. So I definitely have to check that out. Well, I live in New York as well, so I'll make sure, you know, you and I can stay connected, and you get my contact information when you do shows locally, and if I hear about any opportunities, definitely send them your way.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. And also look forward to me announcing a little residency in New York somewhere. We're looking somewhere acoustic room so that I can do some Love Child sessions. And really let you guys hear my album in its entirety.
Yes, well, hopefully, you know, Georgette gets an invite to these things taking place.
Definitely. I got you.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you well with everything. And again,
it was a pleasure.
And whatever you need our way, we'll make sure we, you know, blast it out for you via blog or whatever may have you.
That'd be great. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. You have a great evening, Chris.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
So thank you again to my special guest, Chris Turner, and to all of the listeners. You can catch this episode and other archive shows on brownskin.com, spelled BRNSKN, and podcasting on iTunes by searching Brown Skin. Next week, I welcome organic soul chef Madia as she offers insight on how to eat and live holistically. Thanks for listening. Until next time, Brown Skin Speaks.